Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I read an interesting story about a guy who was working late and he decided to call his wife before he left to go home, but his wife didn't answer. So he finished what he was doing and then he tried again and she answered straight away. So he asked her why she didn't answer before and she said it never rang. So they brushed it off as him dialing a wrong number. And the next day at his office, he got a call from the person he rang by accident, wanting to know why he'd called. And so the guy in the office apologized, saying that he'd called a wrong number. Well, the caller told him that he was planning to take his own life that night. But before he did, he said, "God, if you're there and you don't want me to do this, give me a sign now." And at that point, the phone started to ring. And he looked at the caller ID and it said, "Almighty God." And he was afraid to answer. Now, the guy in the office who was working late and called him by accident was a pastor who worked for a church called Almighty God Tabernacle. Interesting, isn't it? The way God works. I did a search for it online, but I couldn't find one. So whether the story is true or not, who knows? But it doesn't really matter, does it? Because I know one thing, that I've experienced too many coincidences in my life to call them coincidences. He loves us all, and the way he works to help can't be explained sometimes. In the good book in Isaiah, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways."